What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
This country stands for. We are joined by Kent Lassman, Competitive Enterprise Institute president, to talk about a most recent Supreme Court ruling handed down yesterday, Trump versus Slaughter, that seems to finally, hopefully maybe, put to rest just what the authority is, whoever it is that sits as the head of the executive department, the president of the United States. Kent, welcome to the show.
No, thank you for having me, Newell. I'm happy to be with you.
So, Ken, I know you guys were involved in helping litigate some of these cases and the history of these cases. If you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, could you give us a synopsis of how we got to where we were yesterday in the release of that Trump versus Slaughter decision?
Well, the recent history depends on your frame of reference, right? It goes back to a decision from the New Deal in 1935. There was a dispute between a deceased member, the estate of a deceased member of the Federal Trade Commission, and the Franklin Roosevelt administration. And it had to do with who's in charge of the removal of a commissioner. This is an agency that had been set up in 1914 with the express purpose, written right into the law, of being independent from politics. And this rule said that the president, coming out of the Supreme Court in a case called Humphrey's Executor, the president could not remove a commissioner or the Federal Trade Commissioner without cause. And that was, the standard was vague, but nonetheless, there was a standard there that you had to show that they were doing something really wrong. And that started to come undone with legal scholarship in the 80s, and ultimately a case that we brought here at the Competitive Enterprise Institute against a different agency that went to the Supreme Court in 2010. So we're still talking almost a generation ago, 16 years ago, and that was a case called Free Enterprise Fund versus PCAOB. And the Public Accounting Board, which is a product of the regulatory state coming out of the financial crisis, had a two-tier system for removal. First, a member of the PCAOB had to be found to be removed by the Securities and Exchange Commission and then by the president. And the court said, you can't have a two-tier system. Fast forward a decade, 2020, we had a similar case come forward called Celia Law. And there it was about the Consumer Financial Protection Board. In each of these cases, the Federal Trade Commission, PCAOB, the CFPB, these are agencies that are called independent agencies. And I use that with sort of air quotes or scare quotes. And Celia Law found that the president could not be limited for an agency that was designed with a single head. But the court didn't say anything about agencies like the FTC that had five commissioners or the PCAOB. So that brings us to the present day. And finally, after 91 years, this affront to the Constitution from Humphrey's executor was repealed yesterday. And the court said, we just can't put conditions on the authority of the chief executive, our president, from removing people who work in his or her administration. And that's the big finding yesterday. And like I said, it brings us back to our constitutional bearings that we had from the founding right up through the New Deal.
It seems as though, and I think y'all appropriately pointed out, that how do you ever achieve accountability? I mean, somebody runs for office, they have a platform, they talk about the things necessary to do, in their view, to improve upon our country, whether it's an economic issue, a social issue, or otherwise. You have the deep state, a bunch of different agencies that didn't even exist back when some of this these seminal cases were decided, and that really just go on and on and on, and almost in an alternative world to what the president is talking about, the platform that he or she may have, and what the people voted for when they put them in office. They get in office and they're basically, I guess, impotent in many respects, right?
That's right. The idea of the central idea, you were talking about the Federalist Papers and the brilliance of the debates that took place at our founding that so many people are rediscovering this summer. The central idea that would protect regular people, that would protect our liberties, is the separation of powers. And the way to execute, to implement, to operationalize a separation of powers is democratic accountability, or going to the ballot box. So when you have all of these hundreds of regulatory agencies that can make rules that have the force of law, and there is no democratic accountability, that means we are somehow erasing, smudging the lines about that separation of powers that provides for our essential protection. And like I said, what we have here is a movement back to the constitutional order. And ultimately, this is just a really great development, because it shows that if you're going to be the manager, we will allow for complications or blending of power and authority for the naming of an administrator, which is to say the president picks a person and the Senate provides consent. But if you're going to manage that person and hold them accountable to a program, you have to be able to remove them. You have to be able to say, you're on the wrong page, you're doing the wrong things, this is not what the electorate voted for.
Yeah, it's amazing that this has gone on for so many years, that the head of an organization, the administrator of an organization, can be at cross purposes with their boss. I mean, and you don't see that anywhere else, right?
I was just going to say, any job that I've ever had, you get at cross purposes with your boss at your own peril. Now, you can go to your boss and say, you know, I think we should do this thing instead of that thing over there. But ultimately, they're the boss. And the federal government was an exception here. And bringing us back in line where the president has the authority to effectively remove these regulators means every future president has the ability to manage the regulatory state. And that way we hold, whether we like or dislike what's happening through regulation, we can hold the president accountable.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
And you've seen this, and if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, some of the regulatory provisions that have come out of these agencies are, how do I describe them? I mean, so picayune-ish. They become a collection of just overbearing mandates that make accomplishing much of anything in some cases, in some realms, almost impossible, right? Or is that an overstatement?
I think it's fair. It's a fair statement. It, to really give it meat, we can unpack it a little bit. Again, going back to these founding documents that you've been sharing with your audience, that you've been re-examining yourself, the notion that we have is that in order to create a just society, a fair society, a place where people all have a chance to get ahead and pursue their own life in their own way, right? You don't have to be told what profession to go into. In that sort of situation, we want to create what are called laws of general applicability, or if a law applies, it applies to everyone equally. We don't want to see special punishments or restrictions on one person or one community or one type of company. And the further we go into regulatory lawmaking, the further we go, it's a direct connection, the further we go into specialized laws for, and it gives the regulators the power to nitpick and to hand pick who will be the winner and who will be the loser in a given industry, who has the opportunity to be an innovator and who does not have an opportunity to even get into the market. And that's why it's so important to focus our attention, not just on the big national debates on Capitol Hill or with what happens at the White House, but to really roll back this regulatory state that's been put in place during the last century so that we can have rules that apply to everyone equally, as opposed to specialized, narrow, nitpicking rules.
Of course, with that, for the executive branch, the head, the president, comes a responsibility, in my view, and sometimes we hit the mark and other times we really don't, where we put people in positions that have never run anything, never have been involved in the particular discipline that they're being asked to run. They don't have any particular expertise. And I think that's where a lot of the skepticism comes out in the public about, and some are even protective of the deep state for that very reason, because we take a very cavalier approach to these positions and who we appoint to them. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, there's two extremes that we want to navigate between as a country. On one extreme, we have a terrible patronage system like we saw immediately after the War of 1812, after the Civil War, where people with no credentials, no expertise, and oftentimes no interest in even doing the job are given jobs and put on the payroll. That leads to all sorts of corruption and cronyism and bad outcomes. And people don't get the services, whether it's the roads don't get built or whatnot, that they expect from their government. On the other hand, we also don't want, as you said, a deep state, a set of agencies. We have some 460 plus agencies that can create rules that are untouchable. And they operate outside of the Congress and outside of the White House. That is not good either. And so ping-ponging between them is one strategy, I think unhealthy. But a smarter way to do it is to write relatively narrow laws that don't give too much discretion to the agencies. The discretion is actually debated in the Congress. And then appointing people of merit and asking them to do the work. That's not something that we've seen in the modern era, but I'll tell you, it's the direction that we're headed.
Hopefully so. I'm not sure I'm as optimistic as you are, and I'll say that based on one premise. Our Congress, in my view, is getting more lazy, not less lazy. They just... You know, they're just so willing to give their authority away to everybody out there. You know, we have a full-time Congress. We involve ourselves in things, and I think you would agree with this, on issues that why are we wasting our time on this issue? What are we doing here? There's so many, many more important issues that need to be resolved, that are unresolved, that are really standing in the way of progress. Let's focus on that. Let's figure that out and let's move on. When you think about the most recent Supreme Court decisions that are coming out, a lot of these decisions are stimulated by the fact that Congress has just been sitting on their hands doing nothing for a long time. Your thoughts?
I agree with you. I get to a slightly different conclusion, but I agree with you. Everything that you're saying there. I remember... The words of the great Herb Stein once observed, you know, something that can't go on forever won't. And everything you described is true. For more than a generation now, Congress has slowly, to everyone's surprise, certainly the surprise of James Madison, he wrote directly on this question, the United States Congress has willingly given up its own authority. No one ever expected that. As Madison said, we should expect them to jealously guard their prerogatives. Mm-hmm. Now, that has happened, and that has been a trend. But like Herb Stein said, it can't go on forever. And whether it's on major questions doctrine, the question that was presented and adjudicated yesterday with the holding in Trump v. Slaughter that I talked about with the hiring and firing of regulators, whether it's delegation questions, these sorts of court decisions that we've started to see in the last half dozen years are a product of the Congress failing to do its job. And every time, including last night and this morning, we will see members of Congress, famous people, people that, whose names you recognize from the newspaper, they jump up and down and holler and talk about the Supreme Court, you know, doing something bad. When we know that they have in their own power the remedy, they can write better laws. They can write laws that actually address the problems of the day and not just what they call messaging bills, where they're trying to create a campaign issue. And I think that's absolutely accurate what you said, that the Congress has lost its muscle memory on how to do the good work that Congress is called to do. But I don't think that will go on forever. And in fact, with the court finding its way back to our constitutional foundations, they're not going to be able to.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. But they're not the only ones that are lazy, and I think you would probably agree with me as well. I mean, the electorate in this country, it mystifies me. I just don't understand why people don't hold that privilege and that right of voting and really setting the course of their future, that they don't hold it up as a principle, a top-of-mind issue for them. We had a U.S. Senate race here in Louisiana this past weekend, 17% turnout. And it's abysmal. And when you look at some of the most recent polling, I think Eton University did a YouGov poll recently about how proud we are of whether or not we feel like, you know, our democracy here is working, is sound. A huge difference of opinion in this country right now over that issue. And it's interesting because in my mind, the electorate is the one that holds the power. If we wanted to change, we hold the power to change it. It's one of the reasons I read the Declaration of Independence this morning. I mean, you know, it was, a document of grievances. And they said, we're not putting up with this anymore. We're changing. We're going to do something different.
It's really remarkable, the lessons that can come from a study of history. It doesn't even have to be a particularly close study of history, but whether it's the American founding, the temperance movement, the suffrage movement, civil rights in this country, the abolition movement, which was driven by 2.5 generations of work, each of these renewals came about when people started to recognize that the individual had the authority to get together with their neighbors and friends, that people as individuals thought, I can do something about this. And that is a spark that I think cannot go out. And when it comes to voting and it comes to selecting good candidates who will do the job that we send up to Congress to do, I remain confident. I understand your skepticism. It can look dark before the dawn, but I'm excited about what's in front of us.
Well, Kent Lastman, I completely embrace what you just said. Well said. I hope to be the glass half full person soon.
Very good. We'll sit down together and have a glass.
More than one, my friend. Kent Lastman, president of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really enjoyed the conversation, and have a great celebration this weekend.
Likewise to you and all your listeners.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.